Welcome to Black Girl in CLE, the podcast. I am your host, Shayna Black, and in each episode, my special guest and I will talk about local events, the topic of access in Cleveland, and sometimes we'll just talk about some cool people who are doing cool things in the greater Cleveland area. I'll introduce you to this week's guest right after this. Hey everyone, welcome to the show. I'm your host, Shayna Black, and today my guest is a young man, a student from Hawken Mastery School, or the Mastery School at Hawken, I said that wrong, a 10th grader who has an amazing, I'll call it an invention, Nico Houston. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So the project that you have, and this is part of our Let's Vote Cleveland series, and we're also doing a project of just talking to people, bringing people together, and helping create access. So it's called Vocal, but it's not vocal like singing, it's Vote CLE. Is that right?
That's correct, yeah.
So tell us what Vocal or Vote CLE is.
So it's really this website, but a really powerful civic engagement and voting tool for people to learn about elections, about this mayoral election, and to understand who the candidates are, to get important updates and reminders, to learn about the news, and just a ton of other features.
So it's about the election, the mayoral election specifically, right? Is it something that can be changed for the future, like after this, or is it just kind of a one-time project?
Well, right now we're really focusing on the mayoral election because we found that there's a lot of news on a lot of elections from websites, and a lot of websites will focus on several elections, but we really wanted to focus on one election and just make it super specific. However, we could definitely see after this election it growing to other things like gubernatorial or state or Senate and stuff like that. However, again, we want to keep it really specific to different elections so that people can find specific news on the election and not have to go and search everywhere.
So, like you say we. Who is we?
So, yeah, that's a couple of my peers and I. It's a good time to talk about.
Yeah, so tell me how this whole thing, like your peers, was it just like friends that decided to start this, or you guys did it for an assignment, for homework? How did Vote CLE come to be?
Yeah, so it started off, we were tasked as a challenge in our school to increase voter turnout and or civic engagement in Cleveland mayoral elections. And so first we did a ton of research, and we found that a big population that wasn't voting was called drop-off voters. So these are people that vote in national elections or like for president and stuff like that. However, they don't vote in local elections, and this is a very large percentage of the voting population. And so we really wanted to focus on those people. So we said, why are they not voting? And we asked that question. And so we found research that said that the top reasons they weren't voting was because they didn't have enough information about the election, there was no news, and they didn't know who the candidates were. So we needed to find a medium to express that information, and we found that a lot of those voters, these drop-off voters, were really young. So naturally, the internet was the first place to look, and so that's how we created that website. And so the solution grew from just those things about knowing who the candidates are and getting news and important updates to a host of different features. And from there, from that solution, from that project, Vote CLE has grown kind of and had some legs of its own.
Great. So I am actually on the site as you're talking, listening, but also just checking out the site. The question is, I see it's 9 questions, right? And they're kind of, we'll call it multiple choice.
Right.
The one I'm looking at right now says, how should Cleveland address economic development / workforce growth? And it's expand the core skills training program, use CMSD school system to teach about the workforce, or invest in minority and female businesses. And I'm just going to answer while I'm sitting here. But I would ask, where do the answers go? Like, it asked me for my name. Is this something that you guys have all our data now? Because I know that's a thing for people.
Yeah, so this is really not for us at this point. It's really for voters. We don't currently use that information at all. It's just really for you to know who you match up with as your political views. And to give some more context, this is a tool on the website that basically you answer a bunch of questions about your political views, and then you get spit out a candidate that best aligns with those views. And so those questions are formed based on kind of really hot button topics that are somewhat have some, you know, controversy within the candidates, because a lot of the topics don't have controversy. A lot of them are kind of agreed upon by several candidates. So the questions there by no means represent, you know, all the different topics that are important in Cleveland. It's just the ones that have controversy or candidates are, you know, really crucial to their campaigns. And so, you know, essentially the way it works is if you select a certain answer, it'll give a point to a certain candidate. And so whoever has the most points that you've given at the end of this political alignment quiz, it'll kind of say that name and you can know about it.
So just to show like the timing of that, I think I was on question 3 or 4. And in the time that it took you to answer that question, I'm on 8 or 9. And so I'm saying that for people that might want to do it, try it. It's not going to take up a large portion of your time to find out your candidate. Do you think people are going to be shocked at their answers?
You know, I think some people definitely will be, because there's a lot of background noise and different things about that you hear from election and kind of candidates, attack ads and stuff like that. And I think what's really nice about this is you just kind of tune out all that background noise and you really focus on what are the policies. And so I think a lot of people find that their policies might be different and match up with different candidates than you might have thought. And it looks like your face is saying that maybe that's true.
Absolutely. So I just did mine. I'm not going to say the candidate, but it's been the candidate that was selected for me is someone that I would say I would not have voted for. Now, I will preface this and say I'm not a Cleveland voter, so it doesn't necessarily matter. I'm not a Cleveland resident. But the person that I was just like, oh, my goodness, this is the person I think should be mayor because they do all this amazing thing based on the questions I just answered. It's not that person. So that's pretty cool. And you get to go back and see your answers at the end. So I'm going to rate it 5 stars. What's the hope for this? Like, people are going to use it. Like, someone like me just found out, wow, I should probably think about a different candidate. But what's the hope for this in the overall spectrum for you guys?
Yeah, I think, you know, we've had meetings about this and talked about this a lot. And I think, you know, a really good idea is that this is once you kind of talk to voters first about, like, okay, the importance of voting, then the next step is for them to decide who they're voting for. And I think this is not necessarily the whole picture, but a start to having them be educated about, you know, how their views align with the candidates. And so this is a simple thing like that. If you have an organization that is doing voter turnout work and stuff like that, then you could have voters say, like, check out this cool tool. It'll take you 2 minutes, and you could get an idea of who you might want to vote for in this election. So I think it could become a very scalable, because it's digital, a tool that a ton of people could use really quickly to get, you know, a quick sense of that. And I think, you know, it's definitely by no means done. It could always be improved. More questions can be added as we understand better about the candidates and what their political views are.
Cool. So let's just talk about the rest of the site. So it's not just, that's the first part. So when you open up the homepage, that's the first part, is to take the kind of like personality candidate quiz. But there's other pieces to it too. So talk about some of the other things that people can do when they hit the website.
Right. So I think the biggest thing, because intrinsically, is that you can register to vote on our website. At the end of the day, that's what we really want. And so you can register to vote, or you can confirm that you're registered to vote and confirm all your information on our website. Directly, you don't have to go to any other website, just stay right on our website, and that's very intentional. Another feature that we have is that you can see all the candidates in the race, which might seem obvious, but a lot of times it can be tricky to know who's actually in the race, and then you can access bios and contact the campaigns through our website. And so that, you know, just getting this basic information seems pretty trivial, but it actually can be challenging to find one source that has all that information. Another thing that we have is important updates and reminders. So we will send out every week or so some important updates about the election or if something significant happens, and reminders, because it keeps people engaged and informed throughout the election and not just kind of once or one contact with some organization or a person. Another thing we have is a calendar. You can see kind of, again, important dates, like there's political rallies and stuff like that for different candidates, or meet and greets, or election deadlines, like ballot deadlines and early voting, starting and ending.
So cool.
That's a couple things there.
Very cool. I'm looking at just all the good things on this website, and it looks like you have a forum, hyperlocal mapping.
Yeah, I mean, I think hyperlocal mapping is pretty cool. So, like you mentioned, also we have a forum. So, basically, we ask questions like, what is most important to you in Cleveland, and what are the most important issues to you? And so people can share their opinion and really have their voice be heard there. And then also, a really cool feature and kind of our newest feature is hyperlocalism. So this is hyperlocal mapping, which is basically the idea that not all of Cleveland will have the same issues and problems, and it's not fair to group it all together like that. And so we've basically are collecting data from each different kind of smaller, really kind of small subset of subsets of Cleveland, and say, what are your problems and issues, and ask people from that area. And then we post it onto this interactive map. So right now, we really don't have that much data because we're looking to scale this feature, but we have the structure for it. And right now, we're collecting data and looking to expand this so that everyone's voices can be heard in a fair way that's not grouping everyone together.
Very cool. So just like I said, I'm just playing on your site. Like, I made it a point to not check this out until I sat down with you, because I didn't want to just kind of be like, oh, it's cool, thanks. You know, this is a very cool site, and I just want to, like, keep looking at it and learn more. And I think I'm pretty up to date with news about the candidates in the election. You know, I'm watching the debates, I'm reading what everybody says, you know, and I'm still learning stuff from your site. So I think that that's just pretty dope. And I'm going to probably keep clicking on it, so I'm going to just keep talking to you right now. But what's the hope for after? So the election's coming up. You know, once we – are you going to do some changes to the site after the primary and do something different for the general election? Or is it going to pretty much be the same and, you know, or is that something you haven't thought about yet?
Well, obviously, who's in the race will change, and that will obviously be updated and kind of changed on our website. I think that the basic features on our website will – likely stay similar throughout this election, but I am almost 100% sure that this will not be the same a year from now for in different elections, or 4 years from now in the next mayoral election, because new ideas will come up, things will become irrelevant, new things will become relevant. And so those features will definitely change. Yeah.
And then there's a text to receive updates. What kind of updates are you guys sending out, or do you think are going to be sent out from if we text the number?
Yeah. Vote CLE. So you can text to that number there, vote CLE.
And I'll put it in the notes so people can sign up too.
And so, like I said earlier, you can get you'll get important updates and reminders about the election. Basically, like who's in the race. If something significant happens, if someone drops out of the race, you know when is, like, how long do you have until you need to vote in the election day and register to vote. And so just kind of important general updates to keep people engaged and remind them that this election's happening right now.
So let's go back, okay? Because you're a student, you're a 10th grader, so you can't vote in this election.
That's correct.
For a couple reasons. Number one, just age, and everyone that goes to Hawken does not necessarily live in the city of Cleveland. So even if you were of age, you may or may not be able to vote. Why is this important for you?
Well, I think that, although I don't specifically live in, like, proper Cleveland,
right,
I definitely feel a part of Cleveland, because that's just kind of like the city. Just because, the suburbs kind of are still part of that. And I think the mayor of Cleveland will greatly affect everyone in Cleveland, including me, I live in Shaker. So I think it also doesn't have to be that just I'm affected. I think knowing that other people are affected by that and who is mayor is just kind of significant in of itself. And I definitely feel like it's important to do my duty to Cleveland to kind of get more people to vote and, like, people's voices heard. Because at the end of the day, you can argue about political candidates, but if the people aren't voting from the city of Cleveland, then the candidate's not going to represent what Cleveland really wants.
That's good. Yeah, and I think, you know, there's a ripple effect. I definitely agree with you, even as a business owner. And I think we saw that if you saw some of the debates. Like, there are people that are like, I live in Lakewood, but I'm a city of Cleveland business owner, or I'm a, and I think just there's a feel that there's a lot of people that may not be from Cleveland that are watching this election. So, you know, that first ring, your Shaker Heights, your Lakewoods, your, you know, there's a lot of interest in this election just for a variety of reasons. Do you think that this is something that you'd want to continue to work on? So, like, you're going to grow up, go off to school, or stay here or whatever, you know, you'll be a voter soon too. Is this something that you hope is still thriving or, you know, growing?
Yeah. I hope this is still going when I'm, you know, off in college and stuff. So I think our goal is to prove that this works and then this can make an impact, and then to transition this into a more long-term, stable way to run it and operate it, and so that this can continue to benefit Cleveland in the future. We haven't figured out what exactly that looks like yet, but our first goal is to prove that this works, this makes an impact, and then from there, we'll be looking to find a way to continue this in the future when we can't run it in our when we're in college.
Very cool. So I clicked on something just for people that are looking around the site. And when I click back to home, you know, the homepage was different, probably because I already finished the quiz. So I just want to make sure that people know that if they want to go through that quiz, I just took the 9-question quiz. It's called Political Alignment, and it's under the candidates section. So for those folks that are like, I want to try this 9-question thing too, go to the candidates section, and then it's under Political Alignment. And that's what that kind of quiz is called, Your Political Alignment. And it does ask questions from where you feel about education, policing, economic development, even just like empty lots and where the focus should be. And so I think that was one of my favorite questions. Where should the focus be? East side, west side, all of Cleveland? Because that's a thing here, right? So what's something else that you think people should know as we get ready to wrap up about this site, about Vocal, Vote CLE, or about the election?
Yeah, well, something I forgot to mention yes. so far is also that we have a section where you can watch interviews that we have conducted with the candidates. We haven't done all the candidates yet. But you can also check out the debate and several of the candidates we've interviewed and asked kind of basic questions about their policies and how they got to where they are. So that's something interesting.
Do you think you're going to have all the candidates done before the election, or is this pretty much
yes,
all you got?
I do think so, yeah. Especially okay. because after the primary, there will only be 2 candidates.
Okay.
So that will...
Okay, so for those that are looking, the debate is on. I think this is the first debate. Is on the site. It looks like you guys have interviewed. And when I say you guys, we're talking about students, right?
Right.
Right.
No adults. Completely students.
Right. Completely students. So they've interviewed Zach Reed, Ross DiBello, and Justin Bibb. And that's just what's on the site. And maybe more to come. So I think this is super cool. Like, I will watch the interviews. I am so grateful for what you did here. And you even opened up my eyes and, like, candidates that... Like I said, it was a candidate like, no, definitely, I wouldn't vote for them. And now I'm like, oh, wow. So just really, I thank you for your time. What are you looking forward to? Or just tell me a little bit about you, because I know there's a lot of people that are like, who is this young man? What are you looking to study? Like, are you thinking about going into politics or political science when you go off to school?
Yeah, so I'm not quite looking to go into politics. I'm more of an economics, business, kind of finance person. I trade options, so that's kind of the field I'm interested in.
Very dope.
Although my best friend, he's extremely into politics, and he does a lot of work with that. So I think that probably rubbed off on me a little bit in terms of this project.
So again, my guest today is Nico Houston. He is from the Mastery School at Hawken, and he is one of the group that created Vocal. It's a website. And Vocal is basically spelled Vote, C-L-E, Vocal. And it is a very cool website. You should definitely check it out if you're concerned about the mayoral election here in Cleveland or interested in learning more about it or even seeing if your thoughts match up with the candidate that you would support. Check it out. So it's Vocal, VOTCLE.com. We'll have the link in our bio. And Nico, I am super excited and so grateful for you to take your time and join me today. So thanks for joining me.
Thank you so much.
All right, guys, have a great day. Thank you for listening to this episode of Black Girl in CLE, the podcast. Please check us out online at www.blackgirlincle.com. And like and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at BlackGirlINCLE. This podcast was recorded in Cleveland, Ohio, with post-production by the talented interns at Black Girl Media. Copyright 2019, all rights reserved and retained by Black Girl Media, LLC. Talk to you next time.